Yesterday, a settlement was reached between the city of Charlotte and the family of Jonathan Farrell. In September of 2013, Farrell, a 24-year-old unarmed black man, was shot 10 times by Charlotte police officer Randall Carrick. Farrell died of his injuries. Officer Carrick was charged with voluntary manslaughter. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports on the settlements and reaction from the family and the officer involved.
The settlement ends a wrongful death civil lawsuit brought by the Farrell family. In it, the city admits no liability or wrongdoing, but will pay the family compensation. Here's Charlotte City Attorney Bob Hageman.
I can confirm that the city of Charlotte and the Farrell family have agreed to settle the civil lawsuit for $2.25 million.
That sum is more than three times the last settlement the city reached in a police-involved shooting. That case was settled in January of 2014. During yesterday's press conference, Mayor Dan Clodfelter thanked the Farrell family for what he called their grace in this situation. And he acknowledged, although they are getting compensation, it's not full compensation for their loss.
We all know that money never can fully compensate anyone for a loss. But the City Council unanimously agreed that a prompt resolution of the civil case was in the best interests of the family, of the city, and of the greater Charlotte community.
In a statement, Jonathan Farrell's mother, Georgia, said she had mixed emotions about the deal, adding Jonathan's death remains a tragedy of the highest order, and that part of the proceeds of the settlement would help launch a foundation to help better relations between communities and police. This ends the civil case involving Officer Randall Carrick's killing of Jonathan Farrell, but not the criminal case. Carrick stands charged with voluntary manslaughter. His trial is scheduled to begin on July 20th. It's not that far away, which is why at a press conference yesterday, Mayor Dan Clodfelter was asked if the city was worried this settlement would have an unfair impact on the criminal proceedings against Carrick.
Well, we really aren't able to talk at all about the criminal trial, and I don't really know what, if any, impact at all this could or could not have on the criminal trial.
Carrick's defense team feels otherwise. In a statement, Michael Green, one of Carrick's attorneys, says Farrell's death was tragic but justified. He called the settlement a rush to judgment by the CMPD, which caused, quote, our elected city officials behind closed doors to decide to spend precious taxpayer dollars on a civil settlement, despite not having seen any of the evidence in this case. Carrick's attorney said he and his client eagerly await their day in court and their opportunity to tell the entire truth. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.